whether you know the big song of the summer is House Every Weekend by David Zowie. Well, he was listening to the show a couple of weeks ago, texting the show, and now he's here in studio. Hello.
Hello, Tracy. Hello, listeners.
What's going on?
It's crazy. Ireland's a crazy place.
You're back and forth all the time. You're a fan of the show. I love that. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
House Every Weekend is a bit of the tune of the summer. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you very much. That is amazing.
How long have you been DJing?
Since being a teenager, so around probably about 15 years. But never really, just done like small local clubs and stuff. And just always looking for my break. And it's sort of come
with
late in the day. Yeah.
Do you think it's late in the day?
Well, it's always the right time for when it's supposed to be. So I just look at it that way. So yeah, I'm just glad this happens.
So this song, when was it released?
It was released in June.
And it just blew up since then. And yep. I'll tell you how much I think this song has blown up. That I was in a hairdresser's. I think it was about May or June. And a little kid was sitting beside me and was asking his mum constantly. I'd say he was about 4 or 5. And he was, play House Every Weekend on her phone while she was sitting there getting her hair done. And it's mad because that 4-year-old introduced me to the song. Because when he played it on his mum's phone, I was like, what is that tune with that deep house sound?
Mm. Yeah, and it played on all the big commercial stations as well. So it's good because I think it's opened up some doors for some other lads to come in and lasses to come in. And so hopefully everyone can get on board now and the stations start opening up to that sort of genre of music more.
That's my favourite genre.
That's what
of
we
music,
like. That's what we all love. So
do you like that? It has a little bit of a 90s sound to it, that deep sound. Is that what you're into, David?
Yeah, that's my favourite era. So yeah.
Yeah, good.
Exactly.
Now, your name is a little bit, I don't know, it's given us like some confusion. I would say David Zowie. Someone else says David Zowie. You're here to tell us the truth. What is it?
It's David Zowie.
No,
it's
Zowie.
No, I don't mind. It's either way. Different members of the family say it different ways, so I'll say Zowie because it's got that Zow, pow, kapow sort of thing to it.
And is it true that like your parents were David Bowie fans?
Yep, my dad especially.
Like how, like this is, I don't know whether this is true now, I'm going to ask you, like how much of a David Bowie fan was he? Because he named it obviously after him with Zowie, but there's more to your name than Zowie, isn't there?
It's stupidly long.
Tell us, this is brilliant.
He's got David Bowie tattoos on him, he's got a big David Bowie tattoo on his back, he's got different names of songs down his arm, and Ziggy Stardust, Aladdin Sane, Thin White Duke tattooed on his arms, and yeah, he's smothered in different music related tattoos.
So is your name, what have you got a middle name that's kind of like David Bowie-esque too?
It was David Zowie, Ziggy Stardust, Aladdin Sane, Thin White Duke, Twig the Wonder Kid.
That's
that was
your
my
name.
Full name, yeah.
You're joking me.
No, that's my actual full name. And mum didn't like it.
No, of course. That is the longest name ever. That's why you have to give all of those names going and then you're ready for your dinner after that. Oh my gosh. So, is that on your birth cert?
Yeah, on my birth certificate, but my mum jumped in really early and changed it, so it's just shortened now. So
that is incredible.
It's just David Zowie now.
Well, listen, with the success of House Every Weekend, the video and everything is great. Have you been just touring since the summer?
Yeah, basically, and I've done a few I've done remixes and stuff for some good artists. Done like DJ Fresh remix, Nero remix, Rita Ora. I'm doing a couple at the minute and just working on a second single, really, picking the right one.
That's it, yeah. Okay, yeah. So is there any dream collaboration you'd like to do in the future?
Yeah, I'll say it again, but I've said it a few times. And
is this a shout out to somebody that could be listening? You want them to get on board?
She might be over here. Now, I always said I'd love to do a song with Madonna, and I actually said it a couple of times to other people, and then one day I picked up the Daily Star newspaper and it had Zowie looking to revive Madonna's failing career. And
I didn't say that.
I honestly didn't. And I was asked whether I bought the last albums, and I said, yeah, of course I did. And they sort of asked me why, because they didn't rate the albums. Ooh. And I was like, she's a legend. And they sort of twisted the words a little bit. So if you're listening, Madonna, I love you, and I didn't say that.
You've heard it here first, Mad. Imagine if Madonna was listening. So that's how you got onto the show, by listening to the show and texting in, which was brilliant. So if Madonna's around Ireland, sure give us a chance. call. We'll see whether we have.
She must own a place out here somewhere.
She must do, some castle somewhere or something like that, you know. My sister was in Ibiza this year. She didn't get to see you, but what she did see, I think this is the best story I've heard all summer, she met a stag party.
Okay.
And one of the people of the stag party got a tattoo.
And the tattoo was?
And that tattoo said, cross his chest, house every weekend. That is a true story.
Really?
I haven't seen one in the flesh. What do you think about people doing that?
I've seen none in the flesh, but I've been sent some photos. I've got about 15 or so of different pictures of house every weekend. Belly button, arm, neck, chest. So yeah, that's crazy.
We played your song earlier on. There's an air freshener called Oust.
Yeah. I've seen that as well. I see an Oust tattoo as well.
Oust every weekend.
Honestly, there's an Oust tattoo.
Is there?
I've got, it will be on my phone somewhere actually, because it's unbelievable. In full colour as well on somebody's arm. And it says Oust, it's got every weekend underneath it. Seriously.
Oh, David, that's brilliant. That's when you know you've made it. People are tattooing themselves with your tune, the name of your tune on their bodies. Amazing.
And when I played at Creamfields a few weeks ago, there was like a gang of lads that had cans of Oust at the front of the stage were walking around. They specifically thought of bringing cans of Oust. I don't know how they smuggled them in.
Oh, were they spraying it in time?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, it really is real.
Well, listen, hopefully there will be people on the door tonight when you're in Skylight Club in Liffey Valley in Dublin. Maybe checking people for air fresheners. Yeah. Don't be bringing that in. And you're also in Belfast tomorrow night as well.
Yep.
What can people expect of the shows? Big banging tunes?
Yeah, loads of bass and just some up front house. And yeah, we're just going to have a good crack. So come down.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Tracy.
Before we go, we've got to say hello to your tour manager's daughter, Sky.
Yep. Hello, Sky. That's my little niece. She's listening.
Oh, very good. Hi, Sky. How are you? Uncle David's here. And here's his tune on 2FM. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely to meet you. And continued success. Here it is, the tune of the summer. House every weekend on 2FM.